This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We've been talking a lot about LSU baseball hosting a regional in Baton Rouge and their opponents coming up in that regional with Little Rock, Dallas Baptist, and of course
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, thank you. The mighty Rhode Island.
Rams.
Yeah. The Rams.
The Patriots, the Rams, and the Trojans in order, Steve. And, you know, once again, I'll be interested to see what happens with that Rhode Island-Dallas Baptist game, because similarly with Little Rock, this is a team that got hot in their conference tournament. They're playing confident with Rhode Island. And Rhode Island had a very good year as well. 38-20 overall. 20-14 on the road too, Steve. So a couple good teams with good road records with them and Dallas Baptist for sure. And that matchup should be a lot of fun.
Hopefully home cooking does the LSU offense some good. We know the bats have been kind of stagnant on the road this season. It happened in the LSU in the SEC tournament. Hoover wasn't very kind to them. That's why they were bounced earlier than expected. But if they can wake up, things, you know, go their way in this regional, they move on to the super regional. We mentioned the favorable matchup for the Baton Rouge. But if whoever comes out of that Clemson regional they'll match up against, and seems like another pretty favorable draw for the LSU Tigers.
In supers?
Yeah, in super regionals, if they get that far.
So that's something I'll have to defer to Mark about. And I don't, like, Mark covers the SEC, so I know that he covers the nation as well. So he'll have more knowledge on Clemson than I currently do. I watched Clemson get bludgeoned in the ACC championship game by UNC. And I know that UNC is a top five team in the country. They have the fifth seed, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so they have the Chapel Hill regionals, home of five seed UNC. Clemson is the 11 seed. They're hosting West Virginia out of the Big 12, Kentucky out of the SEC, and then USC Upstate is the four seed of that regional too. So when I had someone that called in earlier and asked if there was potential for LSU to play an SEC team in the super regional round, technically yes, and it would be Kentucky if Kentucky is the three seed, we're able to win that regional, but they'll have their hands full with West Virginia and then potentially Clemson as well. So we'll see what happens there. That's probably a tougher regional than the one that LSU has in Baton Rouge. With DBU, Rhode Island, and Little Rock, the one that Clemson got. And maybe Clemson doesn't even get to that point. We'll have to see if they can take out West Virginia, Kentucky, and USC Upstate. At the same time, if you're LSU, you're at home regardless of who wins that regional, which is the great part of being a top eight national seed.
You mentioned it, Charlie. We got, what is it, 8 teams, 9 teams hosting regional action?
From the SEC?
Yeah.
It's 8.
Eight teams.
Yeah, you have Vanderbilt as the one seed. You have Texas as the two seed. Arkansas is the three. Auburn is the four. Sensing a little bit of a theme there. UNC finally breaks it up at five. Then you have LSU at six. And then you have Georgia at seven. You have Ole Miss at 10. Tennessee at 14. So that's your regional host. That's eight regional hosts out of the SEC. And then you have 13 total teams because you have Alabama as a two seed, OU as a two seed in Chapel Hill, Florida as a two seed in Conway, the Coastal Carolina regional, and then Kentucky as the three seed in Clemson. So, yeah, SEC very well represented. And as we mentioned, we'll ask Mark how many SEC teams he'll think will make it to the College World Series this year.
LSU got bounced by Ole Miss at the SEC tournament. Man, I was impressed with, obviously, the Rebels pitching just shut down the Tigers' bats. They had nothing going for them that day.
I think they got one of the tougher regional draws in the postseason.
Ole Miss?
Yeah, I think so. You're bringing in Georgia Tech, who thinks that they should have been a host because they won the ACC regular season title. Western Kentucky won Conference USA. They're the three seed. They won the Conference USA tournament that Dallas Baptist was in, by the way. And then they got Murray State as the four seed of the Oxford regional. I think it's tough, man. Like, if you're looking at some of these regionals and you're asking who has the worst draw, I mentioned earlier, I think that, you know, Arkansas didn't get a great draw by the committee, getting Kansas in their regional, Creighton as well. North Dakota State, they should hammer that team. I mean, North Dakota State, we saw them in Baton Rouge earlier this year. They're not very good, but they were still able to win. I think the Summit League is where they're from. I think Conway, the Coastal Carolina regional, is tough, getting Florida and ECU. I know ECU was kind of having a down year, but they're a great program, and they got hot at the right time to win their conference tournament. And so there are a couple teams that I think got really, really brutal draws here, Steve. But Ole Miss is definitely one of them.
Yeah, I'm just looking over the bracket, you know, real quick here. And it's funny, you're going through and just a real quick glance, it's hard to find anywhere without an SEC representation.
You know what's funny is one of the other hard brackets doesn't have an SEC team in it. And it's the Corvallis regional. Oregon State got an 8 seed, which I think was a little bit controversial. They got an 8 seed over some other teams that could have been a top 8 national seed. But they got TCU in their regional. TCU was another one of those teams, as I kind of mentioned with Georgia Tech, that was on the bubble of being a host. And they're going to feel snubbed just like Georgia Tech was. So they're going to be going to Corvallis pretty pissed off as a two seed. USC is the three seed of that regional. And then St. Mary is a really good four. Corvallis, that Oregon State team, they're going to have to earn their way to the super regional round for sure.
And you look at it, they would match up against what, the Tallahassee regional and supers?
Right, with Florida State as the host, is the nine seed. And then Northeastern, who's, I think, on a 28-game winning streak, Steve. They have one of the best pitching staffs in the country. The Huskies are red hot. Mississippi State is the three seed in that regional, and then Bethune-Cookman as the four in Tallahassee. So, we'll do more breakdown with Mark, but it's a lot of fun regionals for sure. Regional play is one of my favorite postseasons in all of sports. It's so unique and just entertaining. I'm a big fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.